Good afternoon and welcome to BizTech's Asian Midday Market Watch, brought to you by Share Investor Group Singapore, providing stock market data analytics, investor education, and online investor relations. Tina Teng, markets analyst at CMC Markets APAC and Canada, is our guest today, coming out of Auckland, New Zealand. Now, welcome to the show, Tina.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming in. And before we get your insights, Tina, we're going to take a look at how crypto markets are performing and also then look across to regional markets. We start with Bitcoin, which is at 21,453.5. It's up 1.19%. Ethereum is at 1,602.9. It's up 1.25%. Now, looking across the regional markets, the SGX is up 0.6%. Bursa Malaysia is down 0.76%. Shanghai is up 0.56%. The ASX All Ordinaries is down 0.94%. The Nikkei is down 0.53%. The Hang Seng is up 0.06%. And rounding up the numbers, we've got the Kospi, which is up 1.33%. That's a pretty mixed market, Tina. Tell us why.
So in today's Asian session, I think the broad Asian markets are boosted by the Chinese PBOC for the curve of the lending rates. So that's surprisingly further cut the rates again to boost the mortgage borrowing demand. I think that's the major news that boosts the whole market sentiment in the Asian session. However, from last Friday, actually the whole week, the US stock markets didn't perform very well. This week, ahead of the major event, the Jackson Hole Symposium, and the Fed Chair Powell will do a speech. So investors are very cautious about the further rate hike path and find more clues around this rate hike trajectory by the Fed, and potentially probably the Fed would just indicate they will keep this rate hike path like 50 or 75 basis points rate hike in September. So I just think there's caution around the markets. If the further aggressive tone from the Fed, this might further just push down the markets. However, I think from the last 4 weeks, the US stocks have been rising. And it is just probably a profit taking and just put back temporarily. We just need to monitor the further policy clue from the Fed.
Now, Tina, just to recap, so China's central bank trimmed its five-year loan prime rate from 4.3% to 4.3% from 4.45%, and a one-year loan prime rate from 3.65 to 3.65% from 3.7. Now, this really came as an unexpected surprise. What do you think internally in China, does that signal the markets?
I think China is right now struggling to recover from the COVID lockdown. That's a very negative impact on the whole economy. As we have seen last week, a slew of economic data from China came out weaker than expected, and there is a decline from last month as well. So data was retail sales, industry output, fixed asset investment. Those major economic data just tells a very darkened economic outlook. The Chinese government, PBOC, really needs to boost the economy by imposing more accommodative monetary policy and fiscal policy. Like last week, the PBOC cut the 5-year loan. The last week, they cut the lending rates, major lending rates, by 10 basis points was a surprise as well. So what last week was targeted as at boosting the business borrowing demand by increase the output. And this week, I think the action was more for boosting the borrowing demand target the property market, like especially to increase the buyers borrowing demand and just boost the sluggish property housing markets. Because as housing markets account for a big percentage of the whole Chinese economy, as we can see, the recent housing markets is very down. Even though the PBOC keep cutting the rates, but we don't see a significant increase of the lending, like bank lending. That's why I think this the trouble in China right now, they have to be very accommodative in the monetary policy.
Now, moving on from China to the US, where the market is obviously anticipating the much anticipated, really, the Tesla stock split. Tell us about Tesla and what's your outlook for that stock?
Tesla have gone up since the mid of June. That's go along with the whole growth stocks comeback. However, we can see the putback from last week. The stock is actually under pressure because usually a stock split, the market participants would just price in the news ahead of the distribution date. So Tesla stock has gone up about 30% since the announcement of stock split back in June. So right now from the technical charts, we can see this downward pressure. So it's probably less chance for the stock to further go up straight after stock split, but we will see the big picture of the whole industry and the business itself as well.
Now, Tina, as always, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Now, I'm Brian Fernandez, and we've been speaking to Tina Ting, market analyst at CMC Markets, APAC, and Canada on BizTech's Asian Midday Market Watch. Now, this is specifically for our audience in Singapore. InvestFair by Share Investor is happening physically at Suntec Convention Hall 404 this Saturday on August the 27th from 9 a.m. onwards. It's free to attend and you will get insights from up to 18 top investment experts. Sign up today at investfair2022.com. Now, this video and podcast will be on our website, www.biztech.asia, our social media platforms, as well as our syndication partners, TV and radio stations, and websites. Please like and subscribe to our various platforms. Thanks again for tuning in.